Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue a focus on compassion, on a God of compassion and how that ought to look in our life, as we experience the compassion of God and as we share the compassion of God. And today we're specifically going to talk about compassion for the sick. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, it says, "When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick." One of the things that you notice, at least I notice, as I look through scriptures, specifically as I read of the life of Jesus, that when you read about him being filled with compassion or having compassion on a person or a group of people, it generally motivated him to do something. And in this case, it was compassion that motivated him to heal the sick. I think sometimes we go through life and we get so used to sickness around us. It's almost like it's a part of life. And, well, our attitude is deal with it. Not a very compassionate response. And especially when individuals are dealing with chronic illnesses, things that go on and on, and maybe something that is lived with their entire life. Not only do they get tired of it, but often the people around them get tired of it. Years ago, I was sick for a long time. And I was definitely tired of it, but generally, people around me got tired of it as well. The compassion, there was almost an expectation to just get over it. As if I could, or as if I could and I wouldn't. Sometimes we need to step back and consider how we interact with those who are sick. Consider what it would look like if we were in their position, what it would sound like, what it would feel like. And re-examine the words we use, the attitudes we approach with, the sick with. To me, it's sad in our quote modern world that we don't have as much compassion as we ought to. I think of this COVID era and how there are those who are loudly crying to not treat anything for a person who has not been vaccinated. And then you have others who are loudly crying about the effects and issues with the vaccination. And we get so caught up in the divisiveness of politics, of opinions, of choices, that we miss the compassion. And we forget there's a person. And oftentimes a person who has had to make a choice based on the best information they could find. The same has been true all along of people that look at various illnesses, various diseases, various things that people go through and kind of evaluate and how much of it was their fault. But never really knowing. And that evaluation often leads to a lack of compassion. Well, they're sick because of unhealthy choices that they've made. They're sick because of things that they've done that they shouldn't have. They're sick because of this, they're sick because of that. And when we begin as a culture to say that some people deserve help and some don't, we've lost sight of compassion. It's not a new phenomenon, it's something I've talked about before. Jesus encountered it as he encounters a man who was blind and had been blind since birth. The question asked of him was evidently a fairly common question, a fairly common belief. Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind? A lot of compassion there, right? The prevailing thought was that sickness, disease, infirmities, disabilities had to be because somebody sinned. And if they sinned, then, well, they deserved what they got is kind of the unspoken thought behind all of it. But in that case specifically, Jesus clears it up and says this wasn't about anyone sinning. In fact, this man was born this way so that the Son of Man could be glorified. You see, we often look at the things that we're uncomfortable with and we decide that it's a negative. And we miss the work that God wants to do. And when we begin to look at people with compassion, and we can have compassion on the sick in a very broad way of physical sickness, of mental sickness, emotional, even and maybe especially a spiritual sickness. You see, compassion says that we suffer with them, we feel their pain. And when we suffer with them, when we feel their pain, it ought to move us to do something about it. And sometimes we say, there's nothing I can do. And I ask, are you praying? Are you praying fervently for that person, for the situation they're in? For God to not only reveal to you if there's other things you can do, but to bring alongside of them those that could help. In regard to ministering to and serving and being hands-on with the sick, I'm probably not the person you want doing that. I tend to pass out. I tend to live in a way that, it wouldn't do the person any good. But I can pray and I can serve and I can listen. And there are times when God puts me in situations that He gives the strength to overcome my weaknesses and find myself doing things that I think would be impossible. You see, that's the heart of compassion. It says, I see that you're suffering and I'm willing to suffer with you, whether it's the same suffering or a companionship suffering. And together we'll walk through this. Living and helping care for a daughter with chronic illness. It's fascinating, the responses of people. Adults that don't know her well tend to try to ignore it, believe that it doesn't exist, and children are curious. And they'll ask questions, and their parents will kind of scold them or try to move them along. But most of the time with the children, the questions come out of compassion. They see someone that's struggling in certain areas of life and they want to know why. They want to know what can be done. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider who you see today that is sick in some way. And ask God to help you truly see your thought reaction. Is it one of compassion? Or is it something different? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you're a God that loves us. You have compassion on us when we're struggling, when we're sick, when we're distant from you. Father, today, help us to truly be able to see how we view others. When we cross paths with those who are sick in some way, may you help us to see our very thoughts of that initial reaction, to know if it's a reaction of compassion or if it's something different entirely. And God, as we're able to see that, may you teach us how to be a more compassionate person, how to help those who are sick, how to serve those who are sick, how to pray for them. How to listen. How to let them know that they're valuable, they're seen, that they're cared for and cared about, regardless of the cause of their sickness. Father, may you help us as individuals, as a nation, to be moved to compassion. May we not feel forced to make decisions on who gets cared for and who doesn't. May your body, may the church, be the leader in that compassionate caring. As it has been in the past with so many hospitals and places of caring established by groups that wear the name Christian. While many of those have no longer maintained a faith-based approach or background at all, their seeds were planted by believers in Jesus who wanted to help people because, like Jesus, they were moved to compassion. May we regain that fervor of compassion that notices those who are not being cared for, those that have nowhere to turn. May we find ways to help the sick experience the compassion of Jesus. And Father, especially I pray for those that are spiritually sick. Just as we would have compassion on an accident victim or someone that's in a physical fight for their life because of illness, may we see those that are fighting against your spirit and have that same compassion. That we would listen, we would find ways to share Jesus, to love like Jesus loves. Father, as we are moved to compassion today, may we represent Jesus well. May we lift him up in all that we say and do, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.